Okay, hey, what's up? Cold Camp Police. Testing out some gear, some podcasting gear. It sort of cracks me up. I'm guessing 2 years after the first time we started testing all this gear for the From the Basement podcast, we're still trying to figure it out. A couple of years ago, the stuff we had to use to record was unbelievable. Now I'm standing here with a 30 gigabyte, 5G iPod, a video iPod, with a ToonTalk stereo hook to the bottom. Now, I actually am wearing a Griffin lavalier microphone that's clipped to my golf shirt or whatever, right down here below where I'm talking. It's a stereo microphone, and I'm assuming it's recording in stereo. The one downside here is when I'm recording, all I see is the time ticking away on my iPod. It doesn't give me any levels or anything like that to do anything with, so, I don't really know what's really going on. There's a little record button on the Belkin that seems to flicker when maybe I'm getting close to peaking the audio, but I really have no idea. That's something that could be fixed on either the device itself or on the iPod screen. So it's funny that I'm doing this, because here I am, I'm down in my basement, where Chris Millay and Bart Purcell and I used to record the From the Basement series that's since been pretty much all pulled from the internet, because it was all just research purposes only kind of stuff. We started that in, I think, October 2 years ago. So we're actually approaching the 2 year anniversary of our first podcast series, which is sort of unbelievable. I'm sitting here looking at the original Radio Shack 7-band graphic equalizer that we used to use, and the old PowerBook G3 is still down here. The table that we podcasted on is gone. I gave that to my sister. She'd moved into her new house, but down here in the basement again, testing stuff out. Back in, I think, about January of this year, I traveled out to San Francisco for Macworld, the annual big gathering, and, it's sort of funny. Here we are a couple of days away from Worldwide Developers Conference, Apple's WWDC, where, of course, Steve Jobs will do his thing, but probably more importantly, I have a couple members of my staff out there, one in particular, Tim, who's going to a couple of the iTunes U sessions. Important to us because Penn State is looking at and investigating iTunes U in a big, big way. If you listen to the other podcasts, if you've poked around the blog, you know that there's a lot of stuff going on with iTunes U. There's still not too much I can say about it other than it seems like every few weeks it gets a little bit better. It gets a little bit closer to being something that we can actually put into production. I think for the fall we'll probably do somewhat of a limited pilot. We've had absolutely overwhelming response from faculty who want a podcast, and it's actually pretty amazing, so we're pretty psyched about that. But this thing, back to Macworld. When I was there, I saw this Belkin thing. It was in a glass case at the Belkin booth. They told me, oh yeah, it'll be available sometime in February, March at the latest. Kept going back to the website. Wasn't available. I think there was an Extreme Mac one there as well. Also, nothing available. You couldn't do anything. You couldn't record with these things. These things now, these iPods now, have this great higher-end recording quality capabilities. It's something 16-bit or higher. I blogged about that, quite some time ago when these things first came out. Back around the time of Educause in October, of last year when we were down in Orlando working with Apple on the podcast stuff. But anyway, this changes things, having this device. I'm not talking right into it. I am using the lavalier, and in a minute I'm going to switch over. So later in the podcast you'll hear me just talking directly into this, but for now I'm on the lav. Because of the fact that this is a pretty interesting little recording device for a classroom now. Imagine being able to put this in your pocket with a lavalier microphone clipped to it and being able to record on a 30 or 60 gig iPod lecture. The next time you sync it on your computer, it automatically downloads that file. I think it's a WAV file. I haven't even looked at that yet. I will be taking this into GarageBand to do some stuff with, but you could post almost instantly by exporting it from iTunes as an MP3. So it's pretty interesting. Originally, I thought the thing I would want to do with it is plug in my wireless microphone, the wireless microphone base to the bottom of the line in on this thing, and be able to set this on the podium and walk around the room. But what I found was, A, the quality wasn't great with the wireless connection, and B, the wireless transmitter that you hold on to that's connected to the lavalier is actually bigger, a lot thicker, maybe an inch, half an inch shorter than this setup. So Actually, this is actually the better way to go, to tell you the truth. It works with my case for my iPod, although it's not perfect. But anyway, I think it's really going to work out. And I'm going to switch over here in a second to the other side of it. And you can sort of judge for yourself whether or not you think that the Belkin TuneTalk stereo with an iPod with a wireless or a wired microphone to it sounds better than it just freestanding. And, you know, I'd be thrilled to hear what you guys all think about whether or not this is an interesting podcasting solution. Clearly, we're talking about under $300 or $400, I guess, under $400 for an iPod, the TuneTalk, and the wireless mic or the wired microphone. I guess I'd be remiss to say that, you know, you could also buy like a Creative Zen or whatever the hell those other MP3 players are, and do recording into them as we speak for a heck of a lot less money. I don't work with those. I don't use those. iPods are sort of the industry standard, or industry leading at least. And so, you know, faculty and staff and students alike seem to really dig the iPod, so that's where we spend most of our time investigating. But anyway, now I'm going to switch over here and we're going to take a listen to what it sounds like with me just talking straight into the TuneTalk. Okay, take it easy. Okay, I'm back. I really didn't go anywhere. I just took my lavalier microphone off, and now I'm actually standing here in my basement holding my iPod with the TuneTalk hooked to the bottom of it. I do have the gain switch, the auto gain switch to on. I had that way for the other time. I have the quality settings set to high, just like I did for the lavalier microphone. I'm holding this thing. I'm guessing it's about maybe 2 feet, arms, not even arm's length, bent arm's length away from my face to see what this sounds like. I'm going to set it here on my, my foosball table down, which is now a good 2.5 feet away from me, and talk straight ahead as if I were in a classroom lecturing. It'll be interesting to hear how that sound quality is. I do know with the old ones, I'm going to pick it back up, the old TuneTalks, we used to use them to record meetings when we were doing brainstorming sessions and things like that. We'd put them on the desk with the little thing and record. The downside, we always could hear the whirring of the hard drive inside the device. Now, the 30 gigger here doesn't seem like it whirs as much as my 60 gig. So this one may be my traveling podcasting companion here. It'd be great if this thing hooked to the bottom of a Nano. That would be actually pretty killer. But so I'd be interested to see what the quality of sound difference is with this versus the other thing. But that's about it. So, Cole Camp Police, coming to you live from my basement here on the Learning and Innovation Podcast. Take it easy. Talk to you all soon.